The Children's Aid Society of Sudbury and Manitoulin has launched a specialized team dedicated to working solely with families experiencing partner or gender-based violence. In addition, the Society has said it is in full support of the City of Greater Sudbury's November 7, 2023, declaration that intimate partner violence is an epidemic. I stand firmly behind City Council's declaration on gender-based violence, said Local Children's Aid Society, CAS, Executive Director Elena Groves in a news release. Our commitment to the safety and well-being of children and families compels us to adapt dynamically to the evolving needs of our community. The establishment of our specialized intimate partner violence, IPV, team not only underscores our commitment, but also reflects our relentless efforts to create a meaningful impact within the constraints of existing resources. Recognizing the urgency in this epidemic, we have realigned resources to cultivate a more responsive, supportive environment for victims of intimate partner and gender-based violence. CAS said the creation of the Intimate Partner Violence, IPV, team marks the first time in the organization's 100-year history it has created such a body, and said the city's declaration is a call to action for the community. The society calls upon community partners, encompassing government, the business sector, and individuals with lived experience, to unite in a fortified collaboration, emphasizing that through collective partnership, we can enhance the safety and well-being of children and families impacted by intimate partner and gender-based violence, thereby disrupting the transmission of this harm into future generations, CAS said. The most recent data shows gender-based or intimate partner violence is prevalent in 30% of the child protection investigations it conducts. Further, CAS said research shows children who witness this type of violence are profoundly impacted, endangering their physical safety, and negatively affecting their mental, emotional, and social well-being. The impacts are intergenerational and often lifelong. The IPV team's ultimate goal is to prevent intimate partner and gender-based violence in families, safeguard children and youth, and provide support to survivors. City Council's declaration serves as a catalyst, inspiring us to intensify our collaborative efforts, said Jessica McPhee, supervisor of the IPV team, in the news release. We remain steadfast in our commitment to working hand-in-hand with the community, actively engaging in solutions and striving for effectiveness through meaningful collaboration and shared responsibility.